Hello, this is Dr. Christiane Northrup. Please join me on my Hay House radio show, Flourish, Wednesday mornings on www.hayhouseradio.com, where I'll be talking about how you can learn to experience pleasure, prosperity, and fulfillment beyond your wildest dreams. For more details about my work and how you can adopt a vibrant, healthy lifestyle at any age, please visit my website at www.drnorthrup.com or join me on Facebook, Dr. Christiane Northrup. Everywhere you go, whether it's O'Hare Airport or your local pharmacy, you see little signs, come in and get your flu shot. You know, as though entering the fall of the year is suddenly synonymous with you getting the flu. I recently read an article on Medscape that said we actually don't know how many people die of complications of the flu. What we do know is that the flu is dangerous mostly in people over the age of 65. And people over the age of 65 tend to have a lowered immune system and this sort of thing. I myself have never had a flu shot. My mother, who's 84 and just went to Everest Base Camp, the most grueling trip on the planet, has never had a flu shot. And so we don't hold a family belief that a flu shot is absolutely necessary to get through the winter. So that's tip number one. Start to examine your thoughts and beliefs because those intimately affect your immunity. Number two, make sure that your vitamin D level is optimal. An optimal vitamin D level, and this is a little controversial, but it's somewhere between 40 and 100 nanograms per milliliter. And you can get your vitamin D level tested without going to a doctor. You just log on to mymedlab.com. They'll send you the information, and you go get your blood drawn, and then they will let you know the results. But to get your vitamin D into an optimal range will require, depending upon where you're starting, sometimes as much as 50,000 international units of vitamin D once a week for 8 weeks. That's Michael Hollick's protocol from BU. That's generally administered through a healthcare provider. To maintain an optimal vitamin D level, you need 5,000 international units per day. That's the latest research, and the conservative figure is 2,000 international units per day of vitamin D. There was a study out of Canada that the Canadian government was going to recommend vitamin D instead of, not instead of flu shots, but as a very good preventive. We do know that flus and colds go up when the sun goes down, and that's directly related to vitamin D, when there's less sunlight. Between October 15th and March 15th, the rays of the sun in the northern latitudes are not strong enough to make vitamin D under the skin from the rays of the sun. Vitamin D is the sunshine vitamin. It also helps with your immunity. So get your vitamin D level checked, take an adequate amount of vitamin D, and then do what I do. Have a vat of 1,000 milligram capsules of vitamin C, just plain old ascorbic acid. Use the capsules, they're easier on the stomach. And then the minute you start to feel a sniffle, just take a handful of those up to bowel tolerance. You'll know that you're taking enough vitamin C when you start to get loose stools, and you can do this episodically when you feel a cold coming on. Now, if you want to go have a flu shot, go ahead. But I do these other things instead. You'd get to decide. Thanks for listening. This is Dr. Christiane Northrup. If you have any other topics you'd like me to discuss, please let me know by visiting my website, www.drnorthrup.com. I also invite you to join my online community, the Women's Wisdom Circle. It's filled with information and resources on how you too can adopt a healthy, brilliant, vibrant lifestyle at any age.
The contents of this podcast are for informational purposes only and are not a substitute for professional medical advice, diagnosis, or treatment. Always seek the advice of your physician or other qualified health provider with any questions you may have regarding a medical condition. Neither Dr. Northrup nor the Hay House Publishing Group is responsible for any adverse effects resulting from your use of or reliance on any information contained in any podcast.